know what I mean? So the how could Americans have their barracks blown up? Well, it's a KGB, bad KGB controlled barracks, and the Russians are stronger, they can blow it up. You see what I'm saying?
What did Grenada have to do with it?
2 days later, news couldn't dwell on the 256 Marines.
Right.
So now this story became big.
Right. But then he goes on to point out in the next couple of sentences that when we landed there, there were a bunch of ragtag soldiers with, you know.
Yeah, so your point is?
Broken down Tommy guns. There was no military there to fight.
Look, it's a decentralized world. You think that ragtag guys, I mean, that's Morris Bishop, I think. They came in 79. That is a propped up thing by the Bolshevik mafias. The guys who think of the power of Moscow, of the Bolsheviks, is now in Grenada. Because that's the way it is. They show up anywhere. Because they're just a little team that's going around with their finger on the particle beam buttons, all right? Things like that. They didn't land in Grenada. The place called Grenada just had to be where a battle took over, a real battle happened. And the ragtag figure of it, these communists, is not what is really in power in Grenada.
Okay.
Follow that?
So there was a war there.
What's interesting, they called them communists. You get a bit of the truth. The media said there's a bunch of communists in there, which is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. But if you know that the secret team of the Bolsheviks is there, mm-hmm. then the word communist does apply. But it's not the guys.
What were they fighting over? What was the battle?
I heard it was nutmeg.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Yeah, I think it was like Castro. Oh my God, it was a communist country. Right near us. I can't remember what it was, but it was irrelevant. It wasn't the real issue. There was something dangerous there.
But those
we don't know what that was.
But those so you're going to read Beter's transcripts, he'd tell you. Mm.
But those were the good Bolsheviks, then. Because the Pentagon...
Who were the good Bolsheviks?
The ones in Grenada, because the bad Bolsheviks have the Pentagon.
Well, it's even... Remember, do not position it in the Pentagon. That's a metaphor. They are everywhere and nowhere.
So are you saying...
But the institutional control point is the Pentagon.
Right.
Remember, since the 80s, the black box budget of the Pentagon has been trillions of dollars. No one knows where it went.
Yeah,
you understand that it's siphoned. It doesn't go into the Pentagon office, but that's a visual point, and the money is siphoned, I don't know, over to Armenia.
Yeah.
That's where the actual Bolsheviks are.
Right.
But it goes through, they siphon off the Pentagon budget.
Right.
You got to use the map and realize the map is only a temporary guide to something that you can't visualize.
Yeah.
So you get syndromes. There's some little ragtag guys in Grenada get invaded. Well, there was a reason to go there, but that wasn't the reason that the media... But then half the reason was the communists, so there's the code. So it's very complex.
Yes.
You know.
Okay, very good.
So does that explain that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Does that explain it, Scott?
I guess we still don't know what fight was about.
I can't remember. You'd have to go back and read the Beter transcripts if you believe Beter. Yeah. Beter might be just another semi-accurate distortion, but the most accurate semi-accurate distortion compared to everybody else.
Wasn't human construction work.